Good morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
The joy is in the Holy Ghost. So if I need to have some strength, I better tap into the Holy Ghost and get that joy to explode in my stomach and my spirit and my body and my soul and my life. It's not that bad. No matter what you're facing, God's got the answer. No matter what you're going through, God is the answer. And God wants you to be joyful and full of faith, and He'll change the situation in your life. And don't act joyful, be joyful. Anybody can act like they're happy and Christian, but you've got to be real. And if you're finding it difficult to be joyful, say, Lord, I need the Holy Spirit, because He edifies the church, does He? So, Lord, I need you to edify me. Help me by the Holy Spirit to become joyful in the midst of this tribulation. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. So he says, the kingdom of heaven is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. You see, it's a life of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. The joy comes from the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is a joy giver. And I've got him living on the inside of me. I need to tap in. Everyone say, tap in. All right, now look at Acts 13, verse 52. And the believers were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. It doesn't say the unsaved, the world. It says the believers. How many believers are in this church right now? You're all believers. Well, you're supposed to be filled with joy because you've got the Holy Spirit. The believers were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. Have you seen the world, how lost they are? Have you spoken to some of them? There's no hope. There's just absolutely no hope. The economy, ISIS, the airplanes falling down, and the terrorists and all this stuff, they lost, they cut off. There's no joy. The divorce rate, it's as bad in the Christian community, unfortunately, but they've got it. It's crazy in the world. And there's no joy there. Got all the money in the world, all the trappings that you can get, but no joy. Because they don't have the Holy Spirit. And they can't have the Holy Spirit because they can't know Him. You cannot know the Holy Spirit until you're born again. And you need the Holy Spirit to become born again. Amen. Amen. So, he says there, they were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. So when you got the Holy Ghost, joy came with Him. That's why you can sing. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. I've been saved. I've been filled. I've been set free and I've been redeemed. I can't remember the words. I got the joy. Some of you need to tell your feet, dance. Especially those of you that walk around with a long face. You know, you look like an alligator. You've got a long face. You need to do like David did. Feet, dance. Why are you upset? Why are you down? Yet will I praise the Lord. You need to be one of those kind of people. Feet, move. And if they won't move, come to me. I've got a gun. I'll shoot around you. You'll get the cowboy dance going. But my God, do something. We come to church, we praise, we worship God. Some of you stand here like this, you're worshiping God. If you're not enjoying praise and worship, how much do you think He's enjoying it? Do you think He's enjoying it when you're not enjoying it? Get free. Start to enjoy it. And if you shy of the person next to you, that's just crazy, because they shy of you as well. Just get lost and get some joy. Say, feet move. Mouth move. Heart bounce, spring in my step, hallelujah, and sing. Tell your feet, say, dance. Tell your mouth, say, smile. Exercise your cheek muscles, smile. Well, I'd only get lines as I got old. I'd rather have you full of lines and miserable. You'll be like young. You're going to slap your face to get... She did that to me the other day. She came slapping me in the face. I said, why are you doing that? She says it gets rid of wrinkles. I said, it doesn't work. My wife proved it doesn't work. You see, you're getting some joy. Some of you think you get your joy from Santa Claus. Because he goes, ho, ho, ho. And if he doesn't bring you the right present, you'll find out how much joy you got. Sweet Lord. I've seen people, have you seen some of these kids?
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive in sports, chapel, and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
It was a white iPhone. I wanted a red one thrown through the window. Have you seen spoiled brats? Some of them are over 50 and they're like that. And if you want to get joy, all you got to go is ho, 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 he, 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 ha, 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 ha. Just laugh. Make yourself laugh. Say mouth, heart, spirit, laugh. Well, you don't know how bad it is. Oh, my God. Well, you don't know what I've been through. Well, you don't know what I've got. You don't know the sickness. I'm there. Oh, just get over yourself. He took it all. He did it all. You are free from all of that trash. You have been redeemed from the curse. My God, let's get some life into our lives. Please become joyful. I want people to walk in and say, my God, I've never seen such a happy, clappy bunch. Are you one of those happy clappers? Yep. Aren't you? No, I go to a church where they're miserable. Get out. Come here, we'll make you laugh. Well, thus says the Lord, if thou doest that again, I'm killing you. I don't want to sit in a church like that. I want to sit in a church and, yeah, God sent his son. God made it available to me, all the good things. I'm so tired of religion. I can't stand religion. That kind of religion, you understand? All right, so what do we do? All right, the next one is the Holy Spirit imparts to us the love of God. He puts the love of God in us. You all know this, Romans 5:5. Look at it. The King James says, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which was given to us. The New Living Translation says, and this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. So who fills your heart with the love of God? The Holy Ghost. So when you look at your spouse and think, I don't love you anymore, you better say, Holy Ghost, I want to love him. He said, love your enemies. I can't do that. Yes, you can. Why? Because he's there and he's got the love of God. Well, do you think God can love my enemies? Well, he died for you when you were his enemy. You were enemies of God when he died for you. For God so loved the world, the enemies. Right? So you've got that love. You can love the unlovely. You can be loving to everybody at all times. Why? Because the Holy Spirit has the love of God and it's in you. So don't tap into your mind and your human reasoning when there's someone getting under your skin. Tap into the Holy Ghost. He wants you to love the people. Amen. And I'm telling you something. You're going to have to tap into the Holy Ghost on a daily basis 5 times at least. If you have anything to do with people or around people, you're going to need the Holy Ghost. The one pastor said, you know, I'd love doing what I do if it wasn't for people. The other one said, I'm not going to church today. His wife said, you are. I said, I'm not. He said, you are going. He said, give me one good reason why. He said, because you're the pastor. You see, you're getting some joy now. But the Holy Ghost has infused us with the love of Christ. And look what He did for us. We love Him because He first loved us. He loved us before we loved Him. While we were yet sinners, He loved us. And He gave Himself for us. So I can love anybody. What about the atheist who says Jesus is a fictitious thing? I can love him because it's the goodness of God, the Bible says, that draws man and woman to repentance. It's not the anger of God. It's His love that draws them. Do you understand? It's God's love. I've heard of scientists. In fact, Phil Driscoll was telling me that he was working with a scientist. He named the name. I can't remember it now. He said who was out to prove that God did not exist. And he said he came up with God exists. It was the love of God that got that guy to turn to Jesus. Not the hatred of God, the love of God. And so when you get an atheist or someone who's totally, you love them. Because love never fails. 1 Corinthians 1:8. Love never fails. Is that right? 1 Corinthians 12:8. Love never fails. So if love never fails, I got it. So if I got it, then I don't have to fail in any area. You see, who is the Holy Ghost? He's all these things. Now on Sunday, don't miss. Because I'm going to show you the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Woo! Be prepared. Beest thou prepared. I'm already excited about it. All right, so that's what we got, the love of God. Number 12, and this will be the last one for tonight. The Holy Spirit is equal to and one with the Father and Jesus. He's equal to and is one with the Father and Jesus. Look at Matthew 28, verse 19. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You see, you get some people, they don't believe in that. They don't even believe in the Trinity. There are some people who do not believe in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But right there, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He's equal. He is God. Remember the water, H2O, the ice, the steam, and the water. It's all H2O, but they're different. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, different function. Amen? And so, He is equal to Father and Son. Look at 2 Corinthians 13:14. And look what he says here. May the grace of the Lord, this is Paul, may the grace of the Lord, written by the Holy Spirit, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Right? So the Holy Spirit is God, Jesus is God, and the Father is God. All three of them are God. The Holy Spirit is equal to God. He is God. So don't undermine Him. Don't do a thing in your day without Him. Whatever you do, do with it.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.